We have never seen an economy just go full stop, slam on the brakes, and now here we are.
I think it's clear we're going into a recession. The only question is how long will it last? And that's really dependent on the coronavirus.
There's a lot of math here, a lot of hits to the economy. And as they start to actually take into account how dramatic the impact, even if it's a near-term impact, will be on companies, that's what's driving this volatility.
Economists are definitely not the types to freak out and jump out windows, and they are obviously very data dependent and analytical.
Politico's Ben White talks to economists every day, so he can tell when something's up.
A lot of them are scared and confused and definite fear that the economic damage could be considerably worse than any of them have modeled so far.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today, as more and more parts of the economy keep shutting down, how bad could things get?
It's going to be bad. It's going to be painful. I think we're looking at the second quarter of this year, an economic decline of perhaps 5% or more. So a really sharp drop off and probably recession, which means a couple of quarters in a row of negative growth. I don't see how we avoid that, given that big parts of the economy are simply shutting down: restaurants, bars, airlines, hotels. There's just huge amounts of revenue bleeding out of this economy right now as we all hunker down.
Well, how bad could it get? Are we talking Great Recession, the Great Depression? Is there a frame of reference here?
We're not looking at a Great Depression scenario yet, which was cataclysmic years of no growth and massive unemployment. We're not at that point yet. I'd say the closest parallel we have is probably the 2008-2009 financial crisis in terms of, you know, how markets are reacting and how badly the market's been performing, and then how many quarters of negative growth we're looking at. And then the question of how bad it gets obviously depends on how well we're able to contain the virus, what the curve looks like, and how quickly we can recover. There's always the chance that we get two really bad quarters and then we get control of the virus and people have money in their pockets and still have jobs and can come out and spend and the economy bounces back. That's certainly what the White House hopes for. But there are darker scenarios that could be painted.
I know to try to offset some of this, the Trump administration is working, Congress is working to get some sort of stimulus package pushed through. How much money are we looking at?
When the dust settles on all of this, it's probably going to be north of $1 trillion worth of stimulus. And it looks like what's going to happen and what probably should happen is that the administration's proposals get melded with proposals from Democrats in Congress. They find a bipartisan way forward and pass one big kind of shock and awe bill to help the economy. And that, if you put all that together, would certainly be over $1 trillion when you're talking about payroll tax cut, cutting direct checks to send people money in the mail immediately. You're talking about certain amount of bailout money for the airline industry, perhaps other impacted industries, loan guarantees, lots of different moving parts to this package. But when you put a price tag on it, if it's all combined, it'll be over $1 trillion, which would be really the biggest since, you know, anything we've done since the New Deal.
$1 trillion. You mentioned they're considering sending checks directly to Americans. Have we ever seen something like that happen before?
I can't remember the last time other than a West Wing episode where they did it. But in reality, it's certainly not something that's common. But, you know, 2/3 of our economy is the consumer and consumer spending. So it seems sort of like a crude and weird way to do it. But, you know, if you want quick bang for your buck in terms of economic stimulus, just sending people cash is actually a relatively effective way to do it.
How quickly could this happen? Because, I mean, you know, people are losing jobs right now, every day. How immediately will they see any relief?
The administration's talking about 1 to 2 weeks in terms of getting checks in the mail to people. One thing they have to figure out, and this came up at the press conference on Tuesday, is, you know, you don't want to be sending $1,000 checks to millionaires who are just going to put it in the bank and sit on it. So you want to come up with some kind of income cap on it, so it's going to the folks who will actually put it back into the economy. One of the big worries is, will people spend the money? Because that's what you want to see. You want to see it directed right back into the economy. So that's an administrative hurdle that could take a little while. The IRS has the capability of identifying folks who would be in the target area for the mailing of the checks. And I think they could do that in a matter of days. So I don't see any reason why, if Congress is able to pass legislation that includes direct cash payments, that they couldn't do it within 1 to 2 weeks.
Ben, thanks so much for talking with me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Happy to do it.
Also today, more than 100 people in the U.S. have now died from coronavirus, according to an unofficial count compiled by researchers at Johns Hopkins University. The database says there are nearly 6,500 cases across the nation and almost 200,000 globally. The virus has now spread to all 50 states after West Virginia announced its first case yesterday. This comes less than a month after the first reported case of community spread. And Joe Biden has virtually shuttered Bernie Sanders' chances at becoming the Democratic nominee after winning 3 major states last night, including a blowout in Florida, the nation's biggest battleground state. Biden also took Illinois and Arizona. Ohio postponed its primary over safety concerns from the coronavirus. Subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.